Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Churches are becoming, in a lot of cases, not so much communities anymore, but just places where we as individual Christians come and are spiritually filled, and then we go on our way. But churches are, in a lot of instances, are not really communities anymore. And also the ways in which the gospel has been reduced over the years, over the last 50 or 30 years, the reducing the gospel to four easy steps or reducing the gospel to a particular political ideology. All those things we think are kind of a product of a mentality that prefers speed and prefers efficiency. And we think they're all interconnected and all detrimental to what God intends for the people of God to be.
Well, that was a great description. And let's now look at the average church in America. And you mentioned a moment ago, unfortunately, so many churches have become these places where people go to get spiritually fed and then go on their merry way. And I would even say there are some churches where people go to get entertained and then
such an
emphasis on putting on a show. And I'm sure we have some listeners who would disagree with me on this, but I personally rebel when I visit a new church. Let's say I'm traveling and I go to a church that's been recommended, maybe a mega church and or even not a mega church. Maybe it's a medium sized church. And I go in and what I experience during worship is lights and sound and multimedia and choreography. And I'm sorry, Chris, it just leaves me feeling kind of empty. Maybe that's just me. But I do get concerned when we spend so much time and energy trying to put on a good show to make people feel good or attract new people in the door, and often so little time on things like discipleship and growing true community, service, imitating Jesus.
Absolutely. Those intuitions are exactly what was plaguing us and kind of drove us to write the book.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.